Before we start the sugya, one of the questions here in the sugya is what the definition of reichev is. Our Gemara seems to say that there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan of reichev and the kinyan of manhig. Our Gemara is going to discuss which kinyan is a better kinyan. The touch of reichev. We had the Rashi yesterday, Rashi di Ramasl de Rachav Kani, who seemed to say that Reichiv does not involve movement on the part of the animal. That riding a horse, riding a chamar, whatever you're riding, means you're sitting on it. Lav dafka, the behemah is moving. Rashi's Lashon was she'ena zaza mimakayma, it doesn't move from its spot. Manhiga baraglov means you kick the animal with your feet. That's how you make an animal go. You dig your heels into the sides of the animal, and then the animal moves. So, ena manhiga baraglov, he's not causing it to go with his legs. So, that Rashi seems to say that reichiv by itself is a reichiv by itself is a kinyan, even if it doesn't move.
And the fact that Rashi says, why would Rashi have to say Shima Nihir Baragwa?
Good.
Here is why it's not moving.
That
lines of the sound
really,
it is moving, just he's not moving it.
I agree with you. This Rashi, especially the way the Rashash changes it, the Rashash suggests changing She'ena Zaza, Eina goes on Behema. It's a fiin lashon nekeva. That the animal is not moving. So Rashi, the Rishas suggests, Ulai, it should say, She'enoi zaza. He is not moving it. He is not moving her. The rider is not moving the animal. The animal is going on its own. She'eman higa baraglov. He's not making it go, but it's going on its own.
Why should that be a
Kenyan? Oh, so you have to ask Aaron. So why should that be a Kenyan?
No, it is moving.
But if he's not moving it, why should it be a Kenyan?
He's on it while it's moving, so it's
fine. So
he's
not moving
it. That's the
stand on
the day. That's the
toughest. Because he's toughest with Sira. So what's the name? Moves or it doesn't move? I'll tell you what I was thinking when I learned the Rishash, that it may be. There's a type of Meshicha in Mesechtis Kedusha we had, Kaira La Uba. If you call the animal and it comes, you whistle to it, and it comes to you, that's also Meshicha. Even though you didn't physically move it, but you caused it to go, because the animal, when you signal to it, or you whistle to it, and it comes to you. Maybe Rashi means that I'm not an expert in animals, but it could be the animals are trained, and when someone jumps on its back, it starts to go. The Ramban mentions Teich Devar of such a thing. Va'af agav deloy meshicha hi. It's not a kinyan meshicha, or it's not a ma'isa meshicha. He's not. If loy meshicha means it's not a kinyan meshicha, then it's a problem. If loy meshicha he means that he's not moving it. So it's in lashon b'nei yad, the meshicha is pulling it. It's
so not pulling. Then it doesn't look
The Lashon is a bit problematic. It seems though the Rishash understands that somehow you're making it go. By sitting on it, you're causing it to go. And that's a good Kenyan. It's not what do you think? If he jumps on a moving horse, who cares if it's moving or standing, if he didn't do anything? Look, so one way to learn like Rashi is like the Rishash, that the Rishash means it is moving, but not because of you. problem is that Rashi on the Amud Beis does this to us again. So I don't know if it's worth going through the Rashi's whole Daichi, because later we're going to have a Rashi, Manig L'chudei, Mikla Madiyama Leikani. If you take a look, it's on the Amud Beis, the third Rashi. The Rashi that begins, Manig L'chudei, Mikla Madiyama Leikani. So look at his Lashon there. There he says, Rashi begins, Homishicha Hizu, Manig is Mashicha, Obey me next to Mashicha. Rachiv is not kaino because you need shetaka yad v'regel to move its feet. So Rashi this like he does it again. Rashi says Rachiv means that it didn't move its feet. That's why it's not kaino. So Rashi in Yamid Beis seems to say again, like our Rashi, not like the Rishash changes it. But that it's without an Akiras Yad V'Regel, and it's still a Kenyan riding. I mean, there's still a tzad that it's a Kenyan. So, even though Rishash tries to fix this Rashi, I looked on the Amud Beis, he doesn't say anything on that Rashi. And that Rashi seems to repeat again, that Rashi seems to hold, that there's such a Kenyan called Rachuv, or if it's the Kenyan, or it's an impossible Kenyan, that this Rachuv is just involved sitting on the animal. I'm going to have to define how that Kenyan works, but it appears that that's Shitas Rashi, that there's such a thing as just sitting on the animal. And that's Rachiv. What type of Kenyan it is, we'll have to figure it out. I don't know. What?
So there's
no Chilek if it moves.
Why do I say that? The Rishash.
No, this is not like that. The Rishash holds because it's moved. Because it moves.
How
do Rishash learn Rashi in the Amud Beis? I don't know.
It's moving
because of me, but I'm not physically making it move. Just like when I whistle to it and it comes, it's moving because of me, but I'm not physically pushing it, pulling it. It's the same thing here. The Rishash seems to learn that it's moving, but I'm not physically moving.
If I make it move, what type of Kenyan is that?
I would think it's Mashiach. I don't know any other Kenyan. Rashi says, La Mashiachihi, it's Taka Daichi.
So,
why does Rashi have to say She'em and Higa Baraglov? Did you just say in his Azam Ukaima? So there's another way to learn, not like the Rishash. The Beis Halevi seems to learn this way in Chelek Gimel Simim Mem Gimel. The way I understand the Beis Halevi says there are two types of kinyan of Reichev. If you're riding it and you're manhiga baraglov, that's taka mashicha. That is mashicha, that's one type of reichiv. And there's another type of reichiv, which is what we're saying now, just sitting on the animal. And if you're not making a move, that's also a type of kinyan of reichiv. It's not mashicha, it's a new kinyan. Maybe we'll discuss tomorrow how it works, how it can be such a thing. But the Beis Halevi doesn't go into how it works. He doesn't say a word about how it works. He just says it's not a Mashiach. It's just sitting on the animal. We could call it a Hiras Bailus, showing that he's a Bailum, however you want to express it. But sitting on the animal is one type of Reichiv, and the animal moving is another type of Reichiv. And Rashi learns here Reichiv Kani to mean the type where it's not moving. But that's a king just sitting on it. That's how the Beis Halevi understands Rashi. Sitting on the animal. It's, would you have a similar Kenyan? That's not a Kenyan. Chazak and a Kenyan needs Nogad or Paratz. Where do you have such a Kenyan? Ever picks up the Adain, that's a Chazak. Ever works for the Adain, that's a Chazak. Okay. So here, Reichiv, it's some new kind of Kenyan that works by sitting on it. Now, the Beis Halevi learns this all into the next, the Gemara we're about to learn. So we're going to have to learn this Gemara and understand it a couple of ways. We're going to have, the Beis Halevi explains this. The whole Beis Halevi is to try to understand the definition of Rachuv according to Rashi. And then we'll get to the way the Ketzais learned, the Gemara, which also is going to be a way to deal with the Shvera Rashis. at least with the Rashi and the Amud Beis. All right, so let's see. Let's learn the Gemara. First, we'll learn like the Beis Halevi. Let's see. Amar Rav Yosef. Amali Rav Yehuda. Shama minei de mashmul tarti. He said, I heard... Seems he heard a shear from Shmuel, and it was a hard shear. So he wasn't sure what Shmuel said. But he knows that Shmuel said two things, Rachuv Umanik, Chad Kani, Chad Loikani. He knows that the discussion was that there's riding an animal and leading an animal. Chad Kani, Chad Loikani. One is Kani, one is not. Lo Yadana Haiminayu. I couldn't get which one is which. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out what did Rav Yosef repeat that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rashmuel. Just one Lo Yadana means Rav Yosef wasn't sure or Rav Yehuda wasn't sure? Sounds like Rav Yehuda wasn't sure. All right. Next Gemara. So Rav Yosef, we know, he was sick. He forgot a lot of his learning. So Rav Yosef would make more sense that he heard it and he didn't remember. But okay, anyway, whoever it was that wasn't sure, they weren't sure. Rochav Gumanig, one is kind of was not. Lo yadana haiminayu, hechidam. So Gemara has two possibilities, and let's try to follow through on the two possible ibayis. First possibility, ilayma. First possibility is this. Rochav l'chudei, manig l'chudei. We're talking separately. There's a kinyan Rachav in the case of Rachav. There's a kinyan Manig in the case of Manig. So if you're going to say Rachav l'chudei, Manig l'chudei, Manig l'chudei, Mika madiyam aleikani, Manig by itself, is there hava mina, it's not kaina? Manig is certainly kaina. It's a regular Mashicha. So it's a regular Mashicha. There's no shayla, it's kaina. Eli'ika l'meim l'leikani, Rachav u'dika l'meim. At this point, which Rachav are we talking about? Zok Rashi. We're talking about the Rachav, which does not involve moving the animal. Right? When the Gemara is saying L'chudei, it's talking about the type of Rachav which does not involve moving the animal. Because if you are moving the animal, then it's also Mashicha. It's just as Pashit. So Zok the Beis Halevi, in the first version of Shmuel, which is Manig L'chudei, Rachav L'chudei, the Beis Halevi says, here we're talking about Rachiv that's without a Mashicha. A plain, ordinary Rachiv where you're sitting on the animal. Oh, you're just sitting on the animal. So there's a tzad that Shmuel said that it's not a Kenyan. Okay, makes sense to us. Ella, Rachiv b'makimanik. Now, the chap of the Beis Halevi is that at this point, where the Gemara says, Ella, Rachiv b'makimanik, the Gemara is switching. To say rachav means that you make the animal move. We'll see why in a second. But when the Gemara said rachav l'chudei, it was talking about a rechiva, which is the animal, standing still. And now when the Gemara says elo rachav b'makimanig, we're switching to a type of rachav which involves the animal moving. We'll see why he switches it in a minute. But let's see. Elo rachav b'makimanig ibayil. Mai. You have simultaneously someone sitting on an animal and kicking its sides, making it move, and at the same time a manig making it move. Ibailu, mai. Rachiv adiv, da tafslei, da tafisba. Should we say Rachiv is better because he's holding on to it? Aydil ma manig adiv, da ozla mechamase. Or maybe manig is adiv because the way Tosfos teaches, ozla mechamase means it's going more because of him. Rashi seems to say that too. Vihigadayla bikinyan. But it means it's going more because of him. So that's the Gemara Zibay. So Beis Halevi says, and this Zibay must be talking about a Rochim that's moving for two reasons. Two things that are machrichas to say that this Zibay of Rochim B'Makim Manig is talking about a moving animal. What are the two hechreichim? First of all, like the Beis Halevi, the Gemara the second is going to bring a raya from Klayim. Gemara is going to bring a raya from Klayim. Rochav by Klayim must be it's moving. There's no such thing as not moving by Klayim. Standing still is not Klayim. The Gemara's next raya is like the Beis Halevi is machrichas that at this point we're talking about a Rochav that's moving. Because the Gemara brings a raya from a case of Rochav that's moving. So that's a technical hechruch that the Beis Halevi says. It could be like the Rishash, but it must be that it's moving. It can't be it's standing still. That's all he's saying. Remember, the Beis Halevi learned Rashi and the Amud Aleph, they're standing still. And the Rashi, the earlier Rashi heard the Abbeis, they're standing still. Second of all, in Svara, Zakta Beis Halevi, when you ask which kinyan is Adif, if you have two totally separate kinyanim that work in totally different ways, it's not shayach to ask anybaya eze adif. Which one's better? I mean, which one's better? What's a kinyan? A kinyan is it becomes mine. So you ask me a shayla. Two people buy a piece of karka at the same second. One did a kinyan kesef and one did a kinyan chalipin. Which is adif? What do you mean, which is adif? Each one did a kinyan. The kinyan works. What's the difference how he did the kinyan? What's the difference with which method? If each kinyan is a totally separate kinyan, you can't ask on two kinyanim eze adif. The only time you can ask which is adif is if the two of them make the animal move simultaneously. At the same second, they're both causing the animal to move. So now you could declare which is the major cause of the animal's movement. Manik, so maybe manik should be better. Because it seems from the Gemara and from the Tosis that the animal moves more because of manik than because of rachuv. So the Gemara, if they're both making the animal move, you could ask which one of the two is a bigger cause, which one's a bigger gairim, which is a bigger, which is adif. You can't ask such a shayla if the manik and if they're two totally different kinyanim. So that was machrich Rashi, that at this point the Gemara switched. The Gemara switched from a stationary rachuv, which was rachuv b'chudei, to a moving rachuv, which is rachuv b'makim manik. That is the way the Beis Halevi learns the Gemara. The only ktsaz doichik in the Beis Halevi, it's a little doichik to say the very same Gemara uses the exact same word for two different things. First, he uses the word rachuv for a standing still kinyan, and then he uses the word rachuv for a moving kinyan. The Gemara doesn't usually do that. It doesn't use the same word for two ideas. Actually, it doesn't do such a thing. Yeah, that's why it's better than... It's moving by both of them. It's moving because of Rachav and it's moving because of Manik. Why should the movement of the Rachav be any better? The Tafis part, because he's Tafis it when it moves. So now what's the mile of Tafis? Okay, we're going to have to see what the mile is. But that's some sort of mile. So that's the only tzad doichik in the Beis Halevi. It's the Beis Halevi holds it's not such a doichik because Shmuel said the word rachav in a shir. So we're trying to figure out what he meant. So when I say he could have meant rachav stationary, then the shayla is rachav chudei manik chudei. The Gemara says avad the manik is better. Or Shmuel, when he used the word rachav in yenashir, could have meant moving. So the Gemara say two possible taichin to the word rachav that Shmuel once said. Okay, yeah, sheyia. This is the way the Beis Halevi learns the Gemara. He's marviach with this. That when the Gemara's maskana is rachiv loikani, it means a moving rachiv is loikani, the makim manik. And you can still have a shayla by a stationary rachiv by itself. Maybe it is kind of. So in the maskana, we'll see. We're going to get to. He says a Rashi and Aftes is answered with this. But this is the way the Beis Halevi learns up. The Gemara, the only Ktsas Daichik is in the Lashon of Rachav. The Ktsais in Rei Samach Tes Beis has a different Mahalach in the Gemara. And to make the Mahalach a little better understood, there are be'ikr three main shailas on this Gemara. And all three, the Ktsais is going to Tuaif to answer. The three main problems of the Gemara are the following three problems. One, Rashi's reichiv, which seems to be a stationary reichiv. What kind of kinyan is that? Two, the Beis Halevi's kasha, which Nachlas David also asks, how's it shaykh to say one kinyan should be better than another? A kinyan is a kinyan. If two people do Kinyan Karis simultaneously. What's the Svara one is better than the other? And a third kasha, Rabbani asks the following kasha. Rabbani asks, what's going on in this Gemara? Gemara says, 1 minute. If Shmuel said, Hai luchudei, then which one's better? If Shmuel asked separately, if Shmuel was saying, Manig luchudei, Rachiv luchudei, one is kind of, one's not, then certainly which is better? Manig. But if Shmuel was asking simultaneously, then I don't know which is better. That's how the Gemara said. If Shmuel was talking about Manig luchudei, Rachiv luchudei, then I know Manig is better. But if at the same time, then I don't know which is better. Dr. Ramban, what are you talking about? If separately, Manig is better than Rachav, logically, then together, Manig is also better than Rachav. No? No? If Manig l'chudei, Rachav l'chudei, Manig is better than Rachav, the Manig and Rachav at the same time, also Manig should be better than Rachav. What's the Ibaya? Doesn't it follow logically? No? You're telling me, if you have a Shiloh, which is better separately, Manig or Rachav? I tell you, Manig is a better Kenyan. So why a second later you're telling me that's Pashit? And but, if at the same time, I don't know which is better. What do you mean I don't know which is better?
What?
I'm not sure what I mean by better. That was the previous Kasha. What does better mean? But if there's such a thing as
better. If you have a choice, this is all you should do. But once a Kenyan is made, a Kenyan is made.
But Hagobah Atzmach, if separately... If I tell you only one is a kinyan when it's separate, you're telling me, well, then Manig has to be the better one. That means in your mind, Manig is a better kinyan than Rachel.
The time, once
so why together kinyan, are you asking which is better?
Because once is a kinyan.
Which one is more than
Manig? The Mishiva is worse. If you have the right,
the Rachel could be better than the Manig?
No, it could be better, but...
Well, it has to be, because Shmuel... said one is better than the other. Which is better? That's where's Ibaya. So what's the Ibaya which is better?
What?
According to the Beis Halevi, it's taka good. According to the Beis Halevi, the first rachav means stationary, and the second rachav means moving. So according to the Beis Halevi, all three kashas are answered. The Ketzos is going to have his mahalach to answer all three, because I guess he holds us the daichik to say that two different rachavs in the same gemara. So,
when you're doing it separately, you say, okay, which kinyan should I do? Would it help? Which would be a better kinyan? Saying, okay, leading it would be a better kinyan. But when both at the same time, which shows more bailus to it. So by writing, it shows more bailus.
If Ryan shows more bailus, then why when they're separate, Rachav is not a Kenyan and Manig is?
It makes no difference which is better by separate. Either one is being kinda.
But we said only one is kinda. If Manig luchudei Rachav luchudei, only one is kinda, we're saying Manig is the one which is kinda. The Manig is the better one. So if you tell me both are kinda, fine. But if you're telling me if they're separate.
It's the better Kenyan, but not necessarily better in the sense that. The writing it won't help.
Not better in the sense.
If you have a choice between A or B, A is better. Pulling it would be better.
And if I have them both simultaneously and only which? One is better, I know Shmuel said one is better, I don't know which one. So Vaita Manik should be the better one.
No? Should you say Rafa is better? You could say that if there is a Rafa, then there's no Mashiach at all. Maybe you can only have Mashiach when there's no one else trying to be the same thing at the same time.
Maybe Manig is only a Kenyan on a riderless horse. But on a ridden horse, then that's Soren in the Manig. Manig is worse. See, it depends. What's the Kenyan of Manig? The Kenyan is I'm bringing it into my Rishus. It's Mashiach L'Shusai. So why does a rider... So the rider makes it worse. I can hear. The rider makes it worse. I pull a horse, clearly it's mine.
if someone's riding the horse that I pull, I'm mishamish. I'm being mishamish the rider. Okay.
The Tzais, though, learns that he was a machlokes rishayim, Rashi, and against Tzais and the other rishayim. In what's taich in the Gemara Zibaya? He says that this whole Gemara that we read today could be taiched, could be understood two different ways. You could understand the way we understood that the Zibaya is a shailin kinyanim. Which kinyan is a better kinyan? Right? You could learn that way, and then we have our kashas. Why should one kinyan be better than another? You could learn the Gemara Zibaya. But something says, Rashi learned differently. Rashi learned that the Gemara Zibaya has nothing to do with kinyanim. Has to do with muhzik. What does muhzik mean? Muhzik means there's a rule we have that when two people come to us for a din Torah and we don't know what to do. So we leave it in the hands of the muhzik. That's our klal. Whenever it is a din Torah, we leave it in the hands of the muhzik. The shaila is this. Two people come to us. Each one claims the behemoth is his. How they were kainit, it's not the Gemara's discussion. They were kainit however they were kainit. Now in front of us, one is a rachiv and one is a manik. Who's a bigger muzik? Who's holding on to the animal more? The Gemara Zibaya is not who's kaina. Rachiv laikani. Riding is not a kinyan, Rashi holds. Rashi holds that the holy boy of the Gemara is who's a bigger muzik in the animal. Who's considered holding the animal more and who's considered holding the animal less? This is how the Tzais learns in Rashi. The Baya is Lagabe Muzik and not Lagabe Kinyan. And he learns it into Rashi, Dibur Amaskal Elo Rachov. The Rashi there says in his words, Elo Rachov B'Maki Manig. Okay, the fourth Rashi of the Amid Beis, Ela Rochim B'Makimanik. Shneim Ba'im L'Faneinu Zer Rochim Zer Manik. We're talking about Kinyanim. Two people came in front of us to a Din Torah. One's riding the animal, one's leading the animal. Zayim HaKulishali, V'Zayim HaKulishali. They're both equal titus. Shmuel Chad Kani. Shmuel had said one is Kani. V'Bayit L'Rev Yehuda. Hechadis L'Tavayu. In the case we have both of them in front of you. Hay Odif. Not high kaina, high adif. Rachiv adif is the rachiv a stronger muzik. Dotaf is ba. V'chi amrina and mishicha kani hechadaleka rachiv. Avol b'makim rachiv loy. And when is the mamayshech considered to be a muzik? When there's nobody riding? When someone's riding? No. Idol mamanik adif to cause l'machem masiv. Yeah, g'dayla. Now Rashi says bikinyan. We'll have a type that soon. I say b'chazaka, but we'll explain in a minute. So Zaktik Tzais, Rashi learns that the Gemara Zibaya is who's a bigger muzik, not who's a bigger kainah. In what way?
So
Rashi which way Rashi in the Yom Aleph?
Yeah.
Which Rashi?
The end of the
Rashi. I'll put it on the shelf. I'm clearing it. It's a raya. But okay. But certainly, the Ketzais is learning in Rashi that the Gemara is a nupshav in the Gemara. Totally nupshav. We're not asking who's kaina. We're asking who's more of a muzik when they come in front of us in Bezim. We understand that someone sitting on an animal is a muzik. Kozma, we're talking about if he's a kaina, if it's a kinyan to sit on an animal, we have a problem. Sitting on an animal without moving it, is it a kinyan? Not a kinyan. We have shaylus. Or if two people do a kinyan simultaneously, what's shayach hayodif? We have a problem. The Ramban's kasha. But if we're going to learn pshat, that the issue is not who's kainit more. They were kainit from Hefker, however they were kainit. It's not Mustafa, he was kainit by jumping on its back. It's not just kainit, he taka pulled it originally. The shaila isn't how it was he originally kainit. The shaila is now, when they're standing in front of us in Bezdin, who is a bigger muhzik? Is the muhzik the one who's sitting on it? Or is the muhzik the one who's manik? So this I could hear. There's a big tzad. That even to be held reichen by itself is not a kinyan, but to be a muzik, you're a muzik. If you're sitting on an animal, it sounds like you're the muzik on the animal. This is the way the Ketzais learns the baya of rochim b'makim manik. So the beginning of the Gemara, when it said l'chudei, rochim l'chudei, Mistam was talking about kinyanim. But when it's talking about rochim b'makim manik, the Gemara's ibaya is who's a bigger muzik, not who's a bigger kaina. So this is the way the Ketzais learns the Gemara Zibai. The Ketzais brings a raya al pisvara to Rashi's Mahalach that the Gemara Zibai is Reichiv and Akasha on what he calls Tysis' Mahalach, that the Gemara Zibai is Kinyanim. We'll call it Tysis because that's what the Ketzais calls it. Some means all the other Rishayim besides Rashi. But he's learning, Tysis learned the Gemara Zibai is which is a bigger Kinyan. And Rashi's Ibaya is, which is a bigger mochzik. So he asked the kasha on the way Tosis learned. The way Tosis learned, the way he learned Pashut. What's the case? The Reichev and the Manig, at the same time, are doing a kinyan on the animal. At the same exact time. So we're saying, Hayodif, which one of the two is better? The one riding or the one leading? And presumably Shmuel said, one is better than the other. One works, one doesn't work. Practic Tzais, 1 minute. In the previous sugya, we had a case of Pikeach v'Cheirish who do a kinyan at the same time. In the previous Gemara, we had a case of two people doing a kinyan at the same second. One's a Pikeach and one's a Cheirish. And the Gemara said that if you're going to say that they could both do a kinyan, then they're both kind of. If you're going to say that one of them can't do the kinyan, if you say just one can't, just the cheresh can't have das for the pikeach, if you say that one of them can't be kaina, because since the cheresh has no das for the pikeach can't be kaina. We said if one can't be kaina, then the whole kinyan is gone for both of them. Because when two people do a kinyan together, you need migud dezachi l'nafshi zachi l'chavre. So the Gemara just said a minute ago, that if two people do a kinyan at the exact same time, the only way the kinyan works is if they're both kaina. Because you need migu dezachi l'nafshi zachi l'chavre. So if one of the two is not kaina, like pikeach v'cheirish, the Gemara said neither is kaina. So the previous Gemara just told us that when two people do a kinyan at the same time, it's either everything or nothing. Either they're both kaina or no one's kaina. Imkei. Here on the Amid Beis. By echad reichiv ve'echad manik. How could the Gemara say one of them is kaina and one of them is not kaina? You just told me that when one is kaina, one's not kaina, that the whole thing doesn't work because you need migud zachel nafshi zachel chavre. So if one's not kaina, then the other's not kaina. So how could the Gemara zibaya of reichiv b'makim manig be a question which one is kaina? If only one is kaina, that's like pikeach v'cheirish. And then nobody's kaina. When two people do a kinyan simultaneously, we said either they're both kaina or no one's kaina. So rochim b'makim manik also, either they're both kaina and no one's kaina. So that bothered Rashi. Therefore Rashi learned. We're not talking about kinyan, we're talking about muzik. But on Tysis it's Shver. On Shver and Tysis, if they're both doing it at the same time, how can one work and the other one not work? So yeah. That what? So he says, Zakhtik Tzais, how's Tysis going to answer this? Taisvis is going to go with the Mahalach of the Ravid, who holds that the only time two people need each other in a kinyan is by talis, where if I wouldn't be picking up my end, the other end would be on the floor. The only time that two people need each other, like Pekech Echeirish, is only when it's something like a talis, where one person wasn't kind it, the other one's not kind it because it's laying on the floor. But the Ravid held that by other things, and yesterday we said, the Ketzai says, according to the Ravid, by Rechiva, by riding, where two people are riding, each one by himself could do the kinyan. So there, Pekech Echeirish, the Pekech is kind of. There one person could be kind of without the other. So Taisvis is going to hold, as we said yesterday, that, like the Ravid, that the only time this whole the whole idea of Migud Zachal Ashi Zachal Chavri is needed is where each person by himself is not doing a whole Kenyan. But each person by himself is doing a whole Kenyan. So then each person, then one person could be kind of. So you hold like the Ravid, which is Taisa Shita. So then the Gemara is good. Rachiv b'makim anig, one could be kainah. Because an animal is not like a talus. The other person wouldn't be here. It would go because of the one who remains. But Rashi, we said yesterday that Rashi doesn't hold like the Ravid. Rashi said, kidiparishis. Rashi held that even by Shneim Reichvin, it's kidiparishis. You also need Migud Zachal and Nafsi Zachal Chavim. Rashi holds any time two people do two kinyanim together, you need each other. So according to Rashi, if two people do any kinyanim together, they need each other. In Cain, if you're doing rachiv and mamik, either they're both kind or no one's kind. You can't say one is kind without the other. Memela, Rashi learned the Gemara is at the tzais, that the boy is who's a bigger mozik, not who's a bigger kainah. So basically, if you work out the ktsais, yesterday I mentioned to you like three nekudis that are tali zebizeh. The ktsais is Claire, the machlek is derived of the Rajba, and the machlek is Rashi, and the others on the Amid Aleph. This ibaya, there's two ways to learn which follow. If you learn, you need migul zachal adashi zachal chavre always, that's Rashi. Then rachim b'makim anig can't be ibaya. Because either they're both kind or no one's kind. And then you have to learn, like the Tzai says, that the Ibaya is about muhzik. Or the other choice is to learn, like the Ravid, that in a normal case you don't need both to be kind. In a normal case you don't need both to be kind. Then the Gemara's Ibaya could be by Kinyanim, which one is kind, because you don't need that both should be kind. So this is the Ketzais's ice sphere of Pshat in the Gemara. More complicated than the way Beis Halevi learns. But it works out. It's ice garbage to Sugya, Rosh Hashita much more. Yeah. Well, we had a question if one grabs it in front of us. But if one grabs it not in front of us, then we look at the way they come in front of Bezdin. We look at the way they walk into Bezdin. Yeah, but one's Rachiv, one's Manik. So they're walking into Bezdin, one is riding and one is leading. Which one is the Mozik? If they both be riding, both be leading, they're the same. Just like two people holding a talus. The Ibaya is, if one is riding and one is leading, which is the Mozik? Which is the bigger Mozik? That's the Shayna.
Even if Tois would sound like the Rashba, he would answer the Tois's question by saying, if one kinyan is more, is unhindered, then it doesn't, nothing, then his kinyan isn't inhibited by the other kinyan. If Rabba is adif and mamek, for instance.
But it's moving because of both of us. It's more, if you hold that, then when it's moving because of both of us, we need it's lemaisa, like we said yesterday, when you pick it up, half his energy, half his energy. And the animal's moving also. It's moving, however you measure why animals move, half of the reason it's moving is because of him, and half because of him, or three quarters because of him, and one quarter because of him, but it's the two of them together.
The problem is that is the animal is only moving from half, is only moving halfway from one half to the other, or the problem is that two people are doing a kinyan on the same thing at the same time. It seems that Rashi's learning.
The problem could be phrased either way, the Rashi and the Rush, depending on how you phrase it, but either way. If you need migul d'zach l'zach l'zach l'chavre, when you pick up a bat together, you could phrase it two ways, either because it's half his energy, half his, or just because somebody else's kinyan gets in my way. One is the way the Rashi will phrase it, one's the way the Rush phrases it. So you, the same thing here, you can phrase it either way, but the point is, you need migul d'zach l'nafshe, you need the other person to help you.
If the problem is because two people are making the kinyan at the same time, nothing to do with the reasons of why the animal was moving, then the Tosfos can answer the Tosfos question. Because when the two kinyans are equal strength, so then both did have the kinyan. But if one kinyan has more strength than the other kinyan, one overpowers the other kinyan. And we don't need mingle the zachim and nafshim zachim and chaver, because once one kinyan is overpowering the other kinyan.
Well, according to Tosfos, it's that way always. Because according to Tosfos, when two people pick up a, even if Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ravim,
Tosfos
doesn't like the Rashba.
Even if he doesn't,
no, but then question. No, because then the other person's kinyan is simultaneous with mine, so we need migul zachim and nafshim. The whole svara of the Rashba is that two people can't do a kinyan together.
But if one kinyan is stronger than the other kinyan, so it's not the stronger kinyan isn't affected by the weaker kinyan. If they're at the same time.
If it's not a complete kinyan, it doesn't matter if it's a 99% kinyan or a 50% kinyan. It has to be 100% kinyan. If the kinyan is not 100% him, gosh, that's not a kinyan.
But if one kinyan is stronger, then it would be 100%.
It's not 100%. The animal's doing partly because of the reichim and partly because of the mani. Okay, this is the Ketzaisis Mahalach in the Gemara. If you didn't follow, you should work on understanding, because it's basically a Mahalach that goes from the Yamid Aleph straight through the Yamid Beis, according to the way the Ketzaisis is learning. All right, this is all the Pratei HaGemara. There is a very cloyistic issue which the Maram Shif brings here into the Sugya, the Marsha, and the Maram Shif bring in. And that is focused on Taisis Dibra Maslal Rachiv Huda Laikani, the short Taisis, the second Taisis. Taisis says, now we really have to bear in mind, Taisis is going on the first part of the Ibaya, and Rachiv is by itself. Rachiv Huda Laikani. So the Gemara that means, said at that point in the Gemara, that Rachiv by itself is not a kinyan. Zok Tosfos. Umasnisin de Echad Rachiv. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Echad Rachiv, Echad Manim. There we see that Echad Rachiv by itself is a kinyan. Dochi l'kamon, Tosfos answers, Dochi l'kamon, b'mani b'rani. The Marsha is bothered. Why does Tosfos say Umasnisin de Echad Rachiv? To show that Rachiv is kinyan. The Mishnah starts with Hayu Shneim Reichim Agavei Behema. Oy Shaya Echad Reichiv. Why did Tosfos hear from Echad Rachiv or Echad Reichiv rather than Shneim Reichim? So Zokta Marsha, we didn't hear from Shneim Reichim. Because Shneim Reichvim, we're just saying that they're equal muhzakim. There's no raif in the Mishnah, it's a kinyan. All the Mishnah is saying by Shneim Reichvim is that they're equal muhzakim. Two people, Reichvim, are equal muhzakim. They can't challenge that. However weak Reichiv is, it's certainly an equal muhzak. But from Echad Reichiv, it is a good raya, Zakta Marsha. And the Lashon Marsha is the E Rachiv Lechudei. Loikanu, Loihavi Kari Mugzik Lagabi Manig. If Rachiv itself is not a Kaina, Loihavi Kari Mugzik Lagabi Manig. The bracha by itself is not kainik. It can't be considered as good a muzik as a manik who is kain. But by shneim reichvim, there they could be muzakim because they're equal. That's what the Marsha says. Now, where this comes into play in the Ramshiv's Taina on the Marsha, this comes into play, there's a clair in the Kuntras HaSveikis. Kuntras HaSveikis is not going on our Gemara. The Kuntras HaSveikis clairs a Shiloh, which the Ktsais in Simin Reish Beis Sivkat Zayin quotes. His Shiloh is, what's the geder of muhzik? Someone walks into Bezdin holding something. What's called holding something? What makes me a muhzik? What makes me considered to be a muhzik in something? What are the choices? Is muhzik that I have it under my control? That makes me a muhzik, or I have it in my possession? Or does muhzik have to be that I have it in a place where if I had to be kainit, it would be a kinyan? Or to phrase it simply, a dine muhzik toli in dine kinyan. To be a muhzik, does it have to be in a manner in which I could be kainit? The simplest nafkamina is the following. We're going to have later in the parak that chatzere shel adam is kainalai. As you know, a person's chatzer is kaina, filoshalami daita, your chatzer is kaina. But only a chatzer hamishtameres. Only a chatzer which is mishomer, has a wall around it, has some type of shmira. A chatzer she'ina mishtameres is not kaina. Okay, what's an example of a chatzer she'ina mishtameres? Driveway. See, maybe a driveway, what?
The owner is
presently by the son. If he's there, it's always Mishtameres. Mishtameres Ladaita. Yeah, now I'm just an example of Eina Mishtameres. Eina Mishtameres may be a driveway. What? It's certainly a front, the front of a person's house. His building is recessed a little back in the sidewalk, and he owns the sidewalk in front of his house. So that area is a Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres. So the Shaila is, now that means if something Hefker blows into your chatzah sheina mishtameres, into your front of your house, you're not kainah. Shaila is, are you a muhzik if you're holding something in that area? That's the ktsais, kuntras hasfekis, that's that klar. If I come to Bezda for din Torah, and we're fighting over something, and that thing at this moment is in my hand, then certainly I'm a muhzik. I might say, override. If it's in my house, certainly, I'm a muhzik. I might be a chaver of a ride. What happens if it's in front of my house? In front of the house. Am I considered to be a muhzik in a chatzir she'ina mishtameres? I own a field out in the woods. I own a piece of land. It's in a mishtameres. And it's there. Am I a muhzik or not? If you hold that dine muhzik and dine kinyan atoli zebizah, then just like this chatzah can't be kainah for me, the same thing, I'm not a muhzik. Because this chatzah can't be kainah for me. If you hold, no, muhzik is something else. Muhzik means it's in my possession. It is in my possession. It's in my field. If it's in my possession, then that's enough to be a muhzik. Then that would be adequate. This is the klar of the Kuntras HaSveikis, of the Ktsais, by Chatzah Sheina Mishtameres. The Ktsais has a second nafkamina. Let's say there's a Hefka Behema. It's Hefka. And it's got Kalim Al Gabov. It's got, on the back of the Behema, there are, whatever it is, saddle that's Hefker, maybe a saddle is buckled to the Behema, let's say it's a pack, a backpack full of whatever it is, full of apples. So the Gemara has an Iboya, if you Moshech a Behema, if you kind of the Kalim Shal Gabov. It's an Iboya the Leif Shita, by Kinyonim. If I Moshech a Behema, am I kind of the Kalim that are on its back? See, by the leaf, shita, see, not kaim. The shaila is, if we have it in Torah, over kalim, and those kalim are on my behemoth's back, am I considered a mumzik? That I could say, I might say, mechaveir all over Rai. Am I considered a mumzik? If you hold that dine mumzik are totally in dine kinyanim, so then I'm not a mumzik. Because I couldn't be kind of that way, so I shouldn't be a mumzik. On the other hand, if you hold mumzik means it's in my possession, then it's in my possession. Who's controlling it? It's on my behemoth's back. I'm in control of it. So this is the clair of the Kutchas HaSveikis, the clair of the Tzais, Rabbi Chanan, in Bava Basra, Oishin Gimel, also has this clair. He has a third case, it's not Magea, what the case is exactly for the moment. But this is a general clair in Hilchas Kinyan, in Hilchas Muzik. Zakta Maram Shif seems to hold that Muzik and Kinyan are Toli Zebizah. That Muzik and Kinyan are Taka Toli Zebizah. Whatever's a Kinyan makes you a Muzik. And therefore, he does not like what the Marsha says. The Marsha says, Getting back to our Tisis. Rachiv hu dolekani. Mastisa de'echad rachiv. So frek de marsha, why don't we bring a raif in the beginning of the Mishnah? Shneim raichvin. Zat Gemara, no, shneim raichvin is talking about Mosek. That's not a raiyatik in Yonah. So therefore, Tisis didn't ask Mastisa de shneim raichvin. Shneim raichvin is a shayla Mosek. It's not a shayla in Kinyan. Zat Gemara Shif, it's not true. Mosek and Kinyan are totally zebizet. Tisis could have asked from shneim raichvin. You can't say muzik is different. Because if you're not kaina, then muzik doesn't work either. And therefore, he rejects the marsha. The marsha seems to tell muzik and kinyan are two different things. Rav Shif seems to say, that's so clear in his lashon, that muzik and kinyan are tali zebezeh. And more than that, the Rav Shif learns it into Taisis Dibra Maschal Ay. You look at the Taisis Dibra Maschal Ay, in the middle of Taisis. Taisus actually says Kamat Aloshin. Taisus Loshin, the middle smack in the middle of Taisus is the Kama Mechiach Shaper Bemasnisen, the Rachid Luchude Kani, Me'acha Shakari Mosik. Taisus Mamish those words. Dia Phil Luchude Loi Kani, Svaruhu da Phil Mosik Nami Loi Haven. So Taisus seems to say that Mosik and Kani are totally Zebizah. And, what? Siddharam Shif has a different teretz. To figure out what he means with his teretz. But he rejects the Marsha's teretz and he comes out with his own teretz. Now, so this is a clair and this is a way to learn Taisus. What's important to us also with this whole thing is to fix up a little bit Rashi. And this is the way it doesn't say in the Ketzais. I'm just adding this. That the way the Ketzais learned, the Ketzais learned that Rashi learns our Gemara's Shailas Lagabi Mulzik. It's a problem. Rashi uses the word Kinyan. The Rashi, Oidilma. Oidilma, man of God, if the cause of the Mechmasai, Vigidaila Bikinyan. Now, the Ketzais learned that the Yibaya is which is a bigger Mulzik, not which is a bigger Kinyan. So when Rashi says, Vigidaila Bikinyan, it's a bigger Kinyan. We're not talking about Kinyan, we're talking about Mulzik. But if Dine Mulzik are totally in Dine Kinyan, so then it's a little better. He had Gedolah B'Kinyan, so therefore it should make him more of a Muzik. So the way the Maram Shif learns seems to be a Mahalach in the whole Sogya, that Dine Muzik are Toli and Dine Kinyan, and in Meila, there's a connection between the two.